you, Kevy?
Oh, bloody good again this morning. Gee, Laurie's back on air, is he? He's had another holiday. I thought he might have been on 2 week break.
Nah, I've got one next week, Kevy. Got a 6 week break coming up.
Good on you, lad.
Not that I'm counting down.
Actually, Kevy, we were just speaking about the Tigers, and I guess you know, you would be taking an active interest considering your son's playing there. How's he going? Obviously, coming back from an injury as well, and you know, what's his understanding about what his future at the club looks like, considering the movement going on there at the moment?
Yeah, he's fine at the Tigers. He's still obviously recovering from that knee surgery. He'll be back possibly around 5 or 6, maybe a bit later, depending on how quickly he can sort of get himself back on the field. But yeah, there's always movement. You know, we talk about this all the time. All the clubs, there's so many players just in a circling pattern at the moment, just waiting for the cards to drop. And, you know, with Josh Reynolds, has that been confirmed that he is going to Hull?
Yeah, yes,
confirmed.
He is.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's probably a good move for Josh. I mean, he's struggled to get some game time there at the Tigers, hasn't he? He's a wonderful player. And you've coached him at Origin level, Laurie. You know how skillful he can be. So, and it's good for the Tigers as well. Like I think I heard you guys say, it does free up some cash for them to bring in some players, some different players that Michael Maguire can put his touch on as well. I mean, Josh Reynolds was a signing, wasn't he? Not by Michael Maguire at all. So yeah, that's a good one for the Tigers, and they can move forward now and look to secure up. I'm not sure if they're going by another 5'8", or they're going by a fullback or somewhere a 9 or something to strengthen up. You know what they've already got.
Kevy, how's the second week of preseason been, mate? How are the boys travelling, and how's that balance that we spoke about last week between, you know, obviously working them hard, but also understanding is it's not a full length preseason this year.
Yeah, no, it's going well, Clarkie. We're joined today by Anthony Milford, Corey Oates, Andrew McCulloch is coming in today as well. So Matthew Lodge is another one that's coming today. So we've got some more senior players, you know, coming in today into training, which will be good. We've got a lot of young fellas here, and though I can't fault them with their attitude towards everything that we've shown them. We took them back to a bit of old school last Friday out to the Gap, which is an old running ground, you know, through the 90s that the Broncos used, and they handled it well. Everything that we threw in front of them, they managed to get through it all. So, yeah, I've been very impressed with their attitude and their will to win, and their drive at training. It's been very impressive.
Yeah, I was reading through the week, Kevy. You've been using a Brisbane Lion. Is it Daniel Rich that's been
Daniel
coming?
Rich.
Yeah, is he doing your kicking and catching, is he?
Well, just coming down and just looking over things, yeah. Particularly our kickers. I mean, that's an area in the game that's it's a vital part of everyone's plans, isn't it, with the kick on fifth and last, whether it's a clearing kick or, you know, in your good ball sets, whether it's an attacking kick to try and score a try or build pressure. So, yeah, Daniel's been down. He's an avid league man, so we've latched onto him, and we've taken him under our arm, and he's been helping our kickers, you know, with their guide down and the way they strike the ball. It's great to get outside help. I think you can't have too many voices in that area when it comes to footy, and he's obviously been a very good player for the Brisbane Lions and very experienced player as well. So his talk and his eyes around the team has been very, very much grateful here at the Broncos.
And, Kevy, you've had Albert Kelly training with the club. How close is he to getting a contract, and when will you make a call on that?
Yeah, well, he was training with us, Big Albert, but he piled on a few kilos, so we had to send him back to South and do some more running. Unfortunately, he had 12 days in quarantine when he came back from, or 14 days when he arrived back from England. He was playing over at Hull, and he was in isolation for 14 days, so he couldn't do much training, and that's always tough on players when you're, you know, locked in a hotel room. He's got 2 or 3 kids as well, so he'll be back in the new year, I would say, or the next week or two. But look, my memories of Albert Keller, just an exciting rugby league player. I mean, he had some great times at the Titans, and he went overseas and had a terrific 2 or 3 years at Hull. So yeah, we're very much looking forward to getting our hands on him, and not so much his skill and also his knowledge of the game. I mean, he's been played in both hemispheres now, so a very experienced player, and one that the Broncos, that was an area last year where they lacked, you know, a lot of experience in most positions. So he brings value and experience there as well for us. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
Kevy, I think most people accept that the rule changes that were made this year really helped the game, and it was a far more enjoyable game to watch. Now, we know the NRL Innovations Committee meet today to look at another round of possible or potential rule changes. Are you expecting any rule changes to be different next year?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, Laurie. I think all the teams and the better ones adapted quickly, didn't they, to the one referee and the six again rule. So that was, to me, was a great initiative, you know, from the NRL. I love the one referee. I've said that constantly, you know, throughout last year. How it just opened the game up a little bit more to everyone then, whether you're, you know, 6'3", 110, 115 kilogram person, or you're a little halfback, you know, weighing at 83, 84 kilos, you know, and 5'5". The game is meant to be available for everyone to play. And I guess from my point of view, those rule changes opened up, again, the skill of players, and more so than just the physical side of things. So, yeah, and I'll be interested. I've got some good men on that committee that are making, you know, smart decisions. So it'll be very interesting to see what they come up with today. Have you got any in mind, Loz, you'd like to see changed?
Nothing at this stage, Kevy.
You're just looking forward to your holidays, mate, aren't you?
I said to Middo in the break, we've got 9.5 shows left.
It's counting.
Oh, brilliant. Kevy, any surprises from particularly some of the youngsters in and around the Bronx that have come back fit and healthy and, you know, you're looking forward to seeing them get out on the park, obviously, in time? Is there anyone that stands out for you?
Well, it's not so much a youngster. Tavita Pango has been really impressive with his physical work. We know what he can do on the field. You know, he's one of those players that got skills that not many other players have in plays his position. And I've just seen I've been really impressed with his attitude. He's working really hard. You know, I guess that time away from the game when he went and worked at a nursery and was filling pot plants with soil and then throwing them in wheelbarrows and moving them to another place and then digging them in the ground and burying them. So, you know, his time away from the game when he had that little spell, I think, was been invaluable to him. Just to learn and appreciate and understand what this great game of rugby league can give players. And, you know, that was nearly taken away from him last year or earlier this year with some incidents that he, you know, was part of. So I think that was a really good learning curve for him. And, yeah, he's come back in great shape with a really good attitude. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in the next couple of weeks and then post-Christmas as well into the round one.
Yeah, I think potentially he could be a superstar, Tavita Pengai Jr. And I love the way that he plays with that aggression, Kevy. Yeah. But at times he was, you know, he took that too far. And he was a liability to the team on the field last year. So have you had to work with him on being more controlled with his aggression without losing it?
Well, I'm not going to go anywhere near his aggression. I love that part of his game. He's just got to use it, as you say, Laurie, you know, in the right time in games and in the right way. And we can get him doing that for the Broncos. I mean, he's a great asset for us. And, you know, I feel that 13 is his, you know, best position for mine. Obviously, he can play on the edge as well, but I just think through the middle, that's where he plays his best football. And we can get him in some good conditioning shape, which is, you know, what the next few weeks are about. Yeah, he'll be a great asset for us into next year. And I guess it's about putting good people around Tavita as well and making sure that, you know, these guys, and we've all played with them. They've got the crazy eyes on the field, you know. They're just so aggressive. You know, Gordon Tallis was one that I played with, you know, Shane Webke, these sort of fellows. And they just got to make sure that when they, you know, walk off the field, that they've got good people around them, they're doing everything right to make sure they're there next week.
Kevy, what have you made of all the talk around contracts at the moment, which is being discussed at a commission level, you know, talk that potentially, you know, players who move straight away and break their current contract to move on, that they're on the same money as they would be at their current club for the, yeah, you know, for the next part of the contract. What do you make of all the talk about this, and what do you think is the best solution?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I understand players' circumstances change with contracts, but, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, upgrading contracts at another club as such, you know, and ripping them out of a club that they're in for more money and poaching them as such. That's never been part of our game. We've always been a sort of working-class game, and some rules, you know, have been exploited, you know, over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. Once upon a time, a contract was a contract, and you had to see that contract out. But now it's changed, and the landscape has changed, but I, you know, and I understand, as I just mentioned, that sometimes players, their situation does change, and I've got no problem with players moving on to another club, but certainly on the same price for that period of time would be something that the league is looking at, which is something that I would very much support in every way.
Kevy, always great to talk to you, mate. We'll speak to you again for the last time in 2020 next week.
Don't. I'm starting to get a bit emotional. We'll get the last time next week. We'll get through the week, all right. Hey, I think I've been enjoying the cricket, fellas. How good's the cricket been?
Oh, you shouldn't be. Australia's losing.
I know.
It's been good cricket, though, Kevy. You're right. Yeah. The one days and now the T20s. It's a bit of momentum, and I'm hoping we see an absolute cracker of a test series.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the test. Is that when we're going to lunch, you fellas?
Yep, that's us.
We'll be up there at
the
Gabba.
We'll be in Brizzy.
That's it. I look forward to it. Oh, coming up, mate.
Tell those dogs I'm coming to see him as well.
Come on, you boys.
See you, Kevy.